Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had 5 posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized a study where the authors concluded that cardiac screening can identify some high-risk athletes, but no screening strategy is likely to be perfect. In a second post, we introduced evidence-based practice guidelines on exercise-based knee and anterior cruciate ligament injury prevention, which was prepared by the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy and the Academy of Sports Physical Therapy. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the author sought to determine the incidence and causes of sudden cardiac death among adolescent players in the English Football Association, which started cardiac screening program in 1996. Between January 1996 and December of 2016, over 1,100 elite soccer players underwent mandatory cardiovascular screening. Most of these individuals were males around the age of 16. The cardiovascular screening included a health questionnaire, physical examination, electrocardiography, and echocardiography. The expert cardiologist reviewed the results and classified an athlete as normal, needing further evaluation, and/or cardiac disease detected. The cardiologist found 7% of all the athletes needed further investigation. Among these 830 athletes, 42 had cardiac disorders related to sudden cardiac death and received intervention. Another 225 athletes had other types of cardiac disorders. Deaths among the athletes were acquired through voluntary reports to the Football Association, secure survey to the 92 affiliated clubs, and internet searches. Death certificates for all of the deceased persons in the cohort were used to establish causes of death. During the study, there were 23 deaths, of which cardiac disorders accounted for 8 deaths, 6 of which had normal EKG findings, and all were sudden and during exercise. Of the 42 athletes who received a diagnosis of cardiac disorders associated with sudden cardiac death, 40, which is 95%, were still alive at the end of the study period. 2 athletes continued to compete despite medical advice and subsequently died during intensive exercise. The cost of preliminary screening was $342 per athlete. To detect serious cardiac disease among the 42 athletes, the cost was over $100,000 per case. And the cost to detect any cardiac condition among the 267 athletes was over $16,000 per case. Now, the study is interesting because it was one of the first longitudinal studies to perform a systematic cardiac screening and follow the athletes prospectively to determine outcomes. The authors found that the prevalence of disorders associated with sudden cardiac death in young athletes was less than 0.5%. However, when considering other septal and valvular disorders, the overall prevalence for all cardiac conditions was about 2.4%. The incidence of sudden cardiac death among previously screened athletes was approximately 7 athletes per 100,000 athletes, which is higher than previous estimates. Out of the 7 athletes that suddenly died from cardiomyopathy, 5, or about 71%, had normal EKG and echocardiogram findings at 16 years of age. Screening at this age is appropriate since most people will be postpubertal and will have evidence of any electrical or structural abnormalities. However, this study demonstrates that EKG and echocardiogram miss some cases, which suggests that this screening method is not sensitive enough to detect early disease in some adolescents. However, it is interesting to note that of the 42 identified cardiac disorders associated with sudden cardiac death, only the 2 that did not take medical advice succumbed to sudden cardiac death due to exercise. Out of the 267 athletes, that had any cardiac condition, only 6 were picked up by history, and 76 were picked up by examination alone. The study is a nice reminder that screening can identify some high-risk athletes, but no screening strategy is likely to be perfect. Ultimately, the decision to implement cardiac screening should be made by each community with stakeholder involvement, and this may include parents, athletes, coaches, medical professionals, and other individuals in the community. And these stakeholders need to weigh the pros and cons of adopting cardiac screening. Medical professionals should use studies like this one to help stakeholders make an informed decision. And even in a league or school that opts out of screening, it may be beneficial for medical professionals to offer enough information to parents and athletes so that they can make an informed decision about whether they want to seek independently a cardiac screening. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice courses, then please check out our 6 online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these posts and these courses on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.